Kia Vabea, Mother Daeva. Rashi says, of his call the Hano, the Xivim, the Chobi Hedu, will be more than for a Shemu told us. And Av means the main principle. And told there means a derivative, not the main. And why is something he told there of something? Because it bears a similarity to the Av. So Tolde, Alpidin, becomes a Tolde because it bears a similarity to the Av. So, which is called Av and which is called Tolde? So, we have the Shem of Av and Tolde. In Shabbos, we have it in Nisikin, we have it in Tumes, but not always is it the same. In Nisikin, so the main principle of Mazik is the thing that is mentioned explicitly in the Torah. Hashayah, because there is a parashah Mishpatim that deals with Shem. Habeah, there is a parashah Mishpatim that deals with Beah. Mave, so there's a machleket between Rav and Shmuel. What does Mave mean? Whether Mave means Odom, Rav says Mave means Odom. So that's mentioned in Emea. Make behemah yishalmena, nefesh tachas nefesh. Or Shmuel says that Mave means Shem, so that's mentioned in Mishpot. Hever, that's fire, so that's mentioned in Mishpot. So in regard to the Shem Av in Ezekiel, so the definition of Av means a main principle. But what is a main principle? Something that is spelled out explicitly in the Torah. What is it told there of an Av in Ezekiel? Something that bears a similarity to that Mazik that he mentioned explicitly in the Torah. In other words, the Torah mentions Shen, but it means Shen. In other words, if the behemoth walks into the field of another, Bibir is the Achaya, and she eats up the Tvue of the other field. So in other words, with the Shen, with the mouth. But what is the characteristic feature of Shen? Hanuelezek, to gratify its appetites. So the same thing, Nischachacha b'keisel anosom, she rubs herself against the keisel because he teaches the behemoth. So it's a tolde of Shem, but it's not mentioned explicitly in the Torah. So in other words, so how does Nischachacha b'keisel lanoso, tim for peres lanoso, become a tolde of Shem? By virtue of the fact that it bears a resemblance to Shem, except the Shem is done with the tooth, with the teeth, and here it's done with the goof. But the characteristic feature of Shem is Hanoi Lezeik Regel. So Derech Hilucho, without any intention of doing anything, just steps upon something. Some mele. So anything that is done unintentionally by behemoth, with a goof, with a word. So then is considered a Tolde Shen again because it has a resemblance, it conforms to the characteristic features of a or Keren, some of it's Kavanos Lahazik. So the Torah mentions Ki Yigach, but the other Nishiche, Vitze, Bite, she kicks the behemoth. So again, it's a tolde. So, briefly, a tolde by definition is something that conforms to the pattern and the characteristic features of a certain av. Then it becomes a tolde. By Shabbos, so it's similar, I mean, except the lamtes meloches are not spelled out explicitly at all, only certain loches, havorei, tzoi, but other loches are not spelled out, but we learn it out from the Mishkan. So again, the fact that it existed in the Mishkan is like being spelled out in the Torah. And what is it told in Shabbos? Something that did not exist in the Mishkan, but it conforms to all the characteristic features of that melacha that existed in the Mishkan. And so here we are dealing concerned with mazik. Above is nizikim. Hasheir v'abeir hamave v'heva. Lo yare hasheir ke'are hamave. V'lo yare hamave ke'are hasheir. So Tesis and all Rishonim point out, whenever we have this kind of expression like here, lo yare hasheir ke'are hamave. So the question is, what does it mean? Sheir is not like mave. Does it mean that the chumres of sheir are not like the chumres of mave, or it means the kules of sheir are not like the kules of mave? If we say, one thing is clear, that if we say lo yara sheir ke ara mave, assuming that it means the chumres of sheir are not like the chumres of mave, so then it would mean that the sheir is not as strong. The chumres of sheir are not as strong as the chumres of mavi. So what does it mean? That they are not such big chumres. The chumres of sheir are not as big and as strong as the chumres of mavi. So mavi is stronger. Mochem, if we say that lo yare hasheir ke'are mave means the kules of sheir are not like the kules of mave, so again, the kules of sheir are not as strong, as meaningful, as effective as the kules of mave. So that means the sheir is mochem of the mave. If lo yare hasheir ke'are mave means the chumres of sheir are not as strong as the chumres of mave, so then mave is more chomo than sheir. So the second one is more chomo than the first one. Mave is mentioned second. If we say lo yare hasheir ke'are mave means the chumres of sheir are not as strong and as effective and as meaningful and as significant as the kules of mave. In other words, the kules of sheir are, on a relative scale, small kules, slight leniencies, not big leniencies. So that means the sheir is mochom of the mave. If we say, no, the sheir is mochom of the mave. If we say that lo yare hasheir ke'are mave means the chumres of sheir are not as strong chumres as the chumres of mave, then it means that mave is strong, is chomo than sheir. But if we say lo yare hasheir ke'are mave means the kules of sheir are not such big kules as the kules of mave, so that means the kules of mave are bigger kules. So that means the chair is machomo. So Teisves and all the Rishenim come to the conclusion that the pshat in lo yare hasheir ke'are mave is the kules of sheir are not as strong kules as the kules of mave. In other words, relatively speaking, the kules of mave that mave possesses are much bigger kules. So in other words, mave is more lenient in total than sheir. She also has kules, but slight kules in comparison with the kules of mave. If the kules of sheir are relatively slight compared with the kules of mave, so then it means the sheir is more homo. Some male, if sheir is mochomo, if the Torah had mentioned sheir, we couldn't learn out mave. I could say, do you know why the Torah is mechayev the Baal HaSheir to pay? Because true sheir is kules, but it's on a relative scale, it's insignificant kules. Mashainkin, Mave has such significant kules, good reasons as to why the owner of the Mave, or the let's say if Mavi is Odom, it's not shy to say the owner of the Odom, the Baal of the Mavi, not the owner, Baal, not in the sense of owner, but in the sense one who has the control, you know. The Baal of the Mavi has bigger kules, in other words. So the fact that the Torah says the Baal Shia has to pay does not mean that the Baal Mavi has to pay. Maybe the Baal Shia has to pay because there are no good reasons as to why you should be potter. There are no extenuating circumstances for the Baal Asher to be potter. But Mave is such big kules, you know, there are many extenuating circumstances for the Mave, I mean, you know, that on account of which he should be potter. So in other words, briefly, if we say Lo Yareya Sheir Ke Areya Mave means the Chumres of Sheir are not as big as the Chumres of Mave. Mave's Chumres are much bigger. So Mave is Mochum. So then the Pshat would be if the Torah had mentioned Mave, I couldn't learn our Sheir. But if we say Lo Yareya Sheir Ke Areya Mave means the Kules of Sheir are not as big as the Kules of Mave. Now the Kulis of Mavi by far much bigger, much more lenient Mavi. So mainly if Mavi logically is much more lenient than Sheir, for Mavi we have more reasons as to why the Baal Mavi should be potter. So the fact that the Torah says that the Baal Asher is chayv, we cannot learn how that the Baal Mavi is also chayv, because Baal Asher doesn't have any good reasons as to why he should be potter. But Mavi might have good reasons as to why Mavi should be potter. So in other words, so all the Rishayim come to the conclusion, I mean you couldn't come to any other conclusion, that in this Mishnah at least, so Lo Yareya Sheir Ke Areya Mave means the kules of Sheir are not as big as the kulis of Mavi. That means that Sheir is more chomer than Mavi. So if the Torah had mentioned Sheir, we couldn't learn out Mavi. So that's the pshat. Lo Yareya Sheir Ke Areya Mave. The kulis of Sheir are not as big as the kulis of Mavi. In other words, Mavi has much bigger leniencies, more effective, significant, possible reasons as to why the Baal Mavi should be potter. Some melee, if they talk, but Sheir doesn't have such good possible reasons as to why the Baal Sheir should be potter. He has no excuses, Sheir, the Baal Sheir, but Mavi has excuses. Some melee, if the Torah had mentioned Sheir, we couldn't learn how it Mavi. V'loi ara Mavi kera Sheir, but neither, he said, Mavi in certain respects, so the kules of Mave are not as big as the kules of Sheir. So in other words, if the Torah had mentioned Mave, we couldn't learn how Sheir. V'loizeh v'zeh sheyesh b'rachayim des d'raye. From this clause is the raye that the pshat in Lo Yareya Sheir Ke Areya Mave is the kules of Sheir are not as strong as the kules of Mave. Because then the Mishnah continues and says, V'loi ze v'ze sheyesh b'rachayim Sheir and Mave. So we have to say Ke'arei Sheim b'rachayim, and obviously it goes without saying the fact that a certain mazik has life that makes it more dangerous, you know. Something that has no life, so it's not so dangerous. Something that has life, you know, and wildlife, you see, I mean, if he has life and not wildlife, civilized life, okay. But if somebody share, he has life, and what kind of life? Wild, uncivilized, untamed life? So it's more dangerous. So the Baal Asher should al pisvore be responsible. He allowed His acts were so dangerous and undisciplined to walk and to do havoc. So we see that in this clause, V'loi ze v'ze en che'eren mave are not like hever. Why? Because she'eren mave have ruachayim, and wild ruachayim, not disciplined ruachayim. So obviously, when you compare she'eren mave on one side with hever on the other side, and you say that one is different, that the two are different than the other because it has wildlife, so that then it means that on the whole it's more homo. Some mele the pshat in loy zebizeshim means the coolest of share and mave are not as big coolest as of heaven. Heaven's cool is a much bigger cooler. You can explain, well, after all, you know, heaven fire, okay, I mean, it's not such a terrible thing. I mean, you know, a fire, sometimes it breaks out, of course, it's very dangerous, but usually, I mean, it's not apt, you know, to do so much havoc. Machine killing a wild animal, you can destroy the world. So, obviously, in loy ze v'ze she'yesh b'rachayim, k'yesh b'rachayim, it must mean that the coolest of Sheir and Mave are not as big as the cooler of Hever. So in order to follow up a parallelism between the expression Lo Yashir Ka'amave, Amave Ka'asheir with the expression Lo Yizev Zeshir Berachayim Ka'aresh Berachayim, so just as in the expression Lo Yizev Zeshir Berachayim Ka'aresh Berachayim, it means that the coolest of Sheir and Mave are not as big and as effective as the coolest of Hever. So in the expression of Asher Ka'amave, it also means the coolest of Sheir are not as big as the coolest of Mave. That means the Sheir is more. The Lois Evize Sheir Rechaim, Karish Rechaim. The Lois Evize and Sheir and Mave and Hever. The coolest of Sheir and Mave and Hever. Each one of these three is not as big as the cooler of the bear, because bear is much more lenient. After all, Sheir, Mave, Hever, have one common denominator. They are maziki, not nizuki. They are active, not passive. The Sheir, he walks. The Mave, he walks, whether it's Sodom or it walks, it's Eich Mazik, it does the Hezik in an active way. Eish also does an active way. The fire spreads and burns, but Beya is passive. It's a passive Mazik. I mean, he doesn't come to the Beya stays in its place. He doesn't approach anybody. The Nizek falls into the bear. So it's a passive hezek, it's not an active hezek. It's nizek, not hezek. We have in Gemara Aminiach, Gabi Odom, we have two types, Odom Amazik. So sometimes Odom Amazik is hezek. Let's say if Ruvein hit Shimon, kick Shimon, so this hezek. But suppose Ruvein and Shimon walk in the street and Ruvein runs and then he bumps into Shimon and he breaks his arm. So then Shimon is a mazik, but he's not a mazik in an active way, he's a mazik in a passive way. That's Huzak. The bear is always Huzak, not easy. The bear doesn't mind anybody's business, it stays in its place. And then the person or the behemoth, they walk into it. They are those who are active. The nizek is the active agent. And the mazik in bear is the passive agent. So that's what the Mishnah says. V'loi ze v'ze Sheir and Mave and Hever, their kulas are not as strong as the kulas of Beir, because Beir has a very good excuse, Beir. I mean, in other words, if the Torah didn't say, very good excuse. After all, what does the Beir do? What does the Beir do? Did his Beir actively mazik anybody? On the contrary, it was passive, it stayed in the place. And there is the fault of the Nizek. He had no business falling into the bear. So, I mean, you could argue that way. So that's why, that's what it means. But they all have a common denominator. All the four maziki. Whether it's actively, passively, but it's dark lazik. They are very likely to cause damage, injury. And the bow of the mazik has a responsibility of watching it. Whether it's yesh b'rachayim, ein b'rachayim, tzeilach maziko, or it's a mit bin keine, but he has a responsibility. Uchshehizik chava mazik, lishalom tashlumi nezek, b'meit avorots. From the best state. Abnash, abovis nizuk, novis kos landlichsin, b'kobe edye, umfore sheini utoldes. Hashir ve'abir kiseya shingsun v'parashim. Sidon mishne v'parashim v'shenu nemro b'sheya shnir v'beya mavim forim b'gmore hever kisei tzeish lo yashir ke'ama v'klimer ikosav rachmon esheya lo yinofak manu minei lofak mavu minei v'yam t'loch al kutzei yitzlich alim yichtav לוח נקד בראשי כרמבה ולנוחת לכיסייה לא יעשיר כהרבי. After all, there is a certain irregularity. Superficially it appears there is a certain irregularity in the Lashon of the Mishnah. When the Mishnah lists the Mazikin, so Beir is second, Mave is third, and Hever is fourth. So we would expect it that it the Mishnah should say lo yarasheir ki harei habeir v'lo yarabeir ki harei asheir. And if the Mishnah concludes lo yarasheir ki harei mavesh, and the Mishnah should list avo v'snizikin hasheir hamave haheva v'abeir, how come that at the beginning in the reishe, so Beir is mentioned second, right after Sheir. And then when the Mishnah says Lo Yara Sheir, it doesn't say Lo Yara Sheir Ki Arya Beir V'Lo Yara Beir Ki Arya Sheir, but Lo Yara Sheir Ki Arya Mavet, a certain irregularity. That's what Balat Rashi. Vam tuloch Yisrael michter loch enokat bereishe kare amave v'loinokat lo kizia lerasher kare beir mishum dusu lab mozol misne lo izev zeshi berachayim do berin berachayim vo itan nachrine do ribusash min afaki shegam sheyesh lishneim sheyesh sheyesh lishneim ruachayim v'nofikhat mefravim v'forish mai lo yarei koma. But the question is, do we understand that the Mishnah couldn't say Lo Yare Asheya Ke Are Abeya? Because then the whole thing, yes, you couldn't say. I mean, but so why did Mishnah at first mention Asheya Ve'Abeya Amave? However, let it mention Asheya Ve'Amave, Haheva Ve'Abeya, so then it will be in conformity with the parallelism of the other expressions in the Mishnah. That Rashi doesn't explain. Also, but Rashi does explain briefly. Rashi says, "Pirush b'kuntres ki seder shenichtev parsha seder in Mishnah." In other words, because in parsha Mishpoti, Ai, ai. Der Rieger Scherich, Schmeiß Gefalle, Posse Kofres, der Rieger Scherer Sich, Oye Sicho Vemeis, Sokel y Sokel Ascheer, der Jochel Zorre Blaschenoki, denn im Schenago, mit der Schirchen, wo er die Bolivisch, Brenner, mit der Schirchen, Schirchen, wo er muss. Und dann it says, der Riefdach ist Beer, Oy Kiyiche ist Beer, wo er ich Hasen, wenn er fällt Schomo, Oy Scheuer Hamea. So in the order in Mishpatim, so Beer is mentioned immediately after Shea. That's why the Mishneh in the Reishe mentioned Beer after Shea. But in order to follow up the relative coolness of one by the other, against the other, so the Mishneh has to mention Shea in contrast to Mavet. Mavi in contrast to Shea. Alright. Kareishim v'rachayim v'likas v'rachmona v'amina lipoteir v'lizeh v'zeh v'shlosh tondak v'liyoch lazik asa ha'shove v'lifores v'gmore l'asu yemai l'asu yemai. Meta v'ores midyes n'chosov Yigved Meyazeike in Reitzel Ifreel Ikarkem. Alright. Before we go to the Gemara, we should go over the tastes. That's the best thing. Above is Nizukin, is Duchted Litonehem. You see, tasteless. Counted words in the Mishnah Gemara. I mean, like this, one would think it's a strange kash. Yes, ain't nothing. Tasteless didn't have that approach, that modern approach. Yes, say, not the, what difference it makes. It does make a difference. Is duchte litonehein, moi hoche, uvigmor gavish lishesre ovis nizikin, uvabo mechusre kapore, viz duchte diktonehein, tkirton abo shomremein, vabo rosh ishonimein. What? Vim tema. Here it doesn't say, abo vis nizikin, hey. But abo vis nizikin. Wie ein Thema am Meile komme, aber was nicht sie kennen, geht komme das andere schon im Heim. Wie ich lehme auch schon im Boel lagit, aber was hallolu, lo ihre Isiki und sie. So there's a difference. Because here, it doesn't say hey. Because, one second, please, Mr. Minkel, please let me finish something before you ask questions.
Yeah.
So Vishli Mashali boil Hagita Bovis Halolu Loy Rizikazi. Because here the main purpose of the Tane was not to tell us that there are four of Nizik. That was not the primary objective. The main purpose of the Tane was to point out the difference between the pattern, the characteristics of Sheir in comparison, in contrast to Mav. But Mimele, before he starts, Mensch pointing out the differences between Sheir and Mav and Hever and Beir, he has to say who the Mazik are. But the main purpose was to point out the difference. So that's why he doesn't say, hey, Mashenkin over there, in Rosh Hashanah. So the main purpose was not to point out the difference between Rosh Hashanah Lemaisa Behemeh, which is the first of Elul, or and the Rosh Hashanah for the whole world, who is the first of Tish. No, not that. The main purpose of the Tana in the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah is to point out there are four Rosh Hashanahs. All right. So that's why he says, hey, Uksaskash, the Migmore Mucha, the Nochis Tanel Mione, Midipol, the Tane Didon, my Tane Litone Han. So, in other words, according to the first Taras and Teisves, that the reason is why the Mishnah doesn't say hey, because the Tani is not interested in pointing out how many mazikim there are. In Rosh Hashanah, the Tani is interested in telling us how many Rosh Hashanahs there are. How many Rosh Hashanahs there are. So, as a matter of fact, it's an interesting story I heard from my father, Zachary Levach, you know, in Yeshiva and Balozhin. So, you know, it was the Tsarist regime, and the Tsarist regime was very strict. Alright, they were nice. They, for a long time, they allowed the Yeshiva to stay there, and a few Muslim, you know, denounced the Yeshiva Balozhin that that it's a center of counter-revolutionary activities, so then they closed it up. But for many years, you know, from the days Rav Chaim Volozhin founded the yeshiva, in 17, probably in the Mispah. So it was probably in 1780 or something, 1780, and then before Amin was 70, before 1780, it was probably around 1750. 1750 until we closed up in the days of the Nitziv because of the Messiah in 1892. So for over 130 years it existed. So they were nice. They allowed the Jews to maintain the Yeshiva Valosh, but they required that on the 1st of January, so the Rosh Yeshiva, the Nitziv, has to make a patriotic speech. Patriotic speech, you know. And then the mayor of the whole district came to the yeshiva in order to hear the speech of the Rosh Hashanah. So in the days of Rabbi Salva Aloshana, Rabbi Salva Aloshana spoke Russian, German, French. He was a big linguist. So he spoke in Russian. The Nitziv didn't speak in Russian. So then he delivered to Rosh a patriotic speech. He delivered a patriotic speech in Yiddish. And then there was an interpreter, you know, interpreted for the mayor.
In Russian.
In Russian, yeah. So before the mayor came in, they all assembled and the Nitziv made his akdama to the speech. The Agdome was unpatriotic, and he says, the Mishneh Rosh Hashanah sagt, Abo Rosh Hashanim Heim. Und Teisle sagt, Havos Epes Abo Rosh Hashanim Heim, Noch Isle Minyone. In other words, there are only four Rosh Hashanah. That means, Vilu Echad Biyanu Aloy Katone. So that means that the 1st of January is not Rosh Hashanah, but they call it here a new year, so Mela, I'm going to deliver his Rosh. That was the statement that he made before the mayor came in. And then when the mayor came in, he delivered, I mean, it was Chas v'Sholem, not. He didn't deceive him that we hope we have to be loyal to the Malchus and everything, which is true, I mean, Chas v'Sholem.
His spouse or something.
Everything. But he mentioned this tasteless, the Nitziv. Okay. So he says, so what does tasteless say in the first Eretz? The Abo Rosh Hashanim Hein. So there it says Hein, because the primary purpose of the Tane is to emphasize there are four Rosh Hashanah. That's all. But here, the primary purpose of the, it's not the purpose of the Tane to tell how many Mazikim there are. The purpose of the Tani is to point out the differences between one Mazik and the other. So he has no reason as to why to say he should say hey. But this is the Kash. But from the Gemara it's Mashma, the Noch is Tanu Nyon. That because Rabbeisha says Yud Gimel of his Nazikim, Rabbeisha says Chavdalot of his Nazikim, But the Tanna of our Mishnah says there are only four mazikim. So in other words, so that is also part and parcel of the purpose, of the objective of the Tanna. So maybe you should say, hey, so the final test is, it doesn't matter. Sometimes we say hey, and sometimes we don't say. Because that's not mentioned in Mishpatim altogether, that's mentioned in Chumash Vayikra, in the Meir. Says that it is written the Parashe Odom. Why? Not in connection with Odma Mazik Mamesh, but in connection with Ganef. Because Kedem ki yignei fisheir, v'echod moves nizitin diktonot reise b'gemore. Because Ganef is mentioned in the Braise of Reb Chiye as one of the Mazik. It's not mentioned in the Mishnah, it's not even mentioned in the Braise of Reb Eishe, but in the Braise of Reb Chiye it's mentioned. Chovdaledov is Nizik. Turn to Davdaledomit Beis. 11th line from the top of the Omid. Toner Priya Esrim Babo Vishnizik in Tashume Kefu, Tashume Abo Hamisha. What's the Shume Kefu? Ganef. This is also Mazik. And it's not just the name Mazik. Just the name, no. It's from the Rambam, it's Mashma, that Alpidin, there is a Din Mazik to a Ganef also. The Rambam, the Chai mentions the Trai. The Chai Manzile Vavede, and the Raivet of Yush Bavodi, whether it's Kene or not Kene. So the question is strange. This is a Mishnah Yodayim. That, in other words, that if an Eved is Mazik, the Odin is not Chayv. Why shouldn't he be Chayv? Like a Sheir, he has a king and mommy. So the Mishnah Yodayim explains because a Behemah you can control, but an Odom, how can you control? A Behemah doesn't become spiteful. She's mazik, but spite the Indian of Lehachis does not exist in a Behem. Never does Lehachis. Even the Zekis of Kavanosi Lehazik, so it's not Lehachis either. That's his teva, not Lehachis. That's Lehachis. Lehachis means, a certain purpose. Not all the time. So it's not shayach to say Shmirosin Alecha. Shmirosin Alecha means Yishayach. After all, what is the Mechayev of Tashlumin? The Chiyuv Shmir. Shayach to say Chiyuv Shmir if it's possible. Too much. But how can an Odin exercise Shmir over an Evet? What will he tell him? He'll tell him, don't do this, don't do that. Sometimes he becomes angry, so dafke. Because the Odin tells him, don't do this, don't do that. So he'll dafke do it. And what if he'll hit the Evet? It's on the contrary, so he'll become more spiteful and he'll do more damage. He'll set fire to the Godish. So that's what the Mishnah Yodayim says. That there is no chiyuv tashlumin on the part of the Odin for the Hezekim done by the Eved and the Shifa. Why? Shim yaknitenu esra, shim yaknitenu rabbe, yelech v'yadlik nishraveh. What does it mean that nishraveh? It doesn't mean it's a konis rachon. It's midrash. Shmir is only shayach if you can watch. If you can't watch, it's not shayach to say shmir osan alech. So the Mishnah Yodayim mentions it ligabi mazik. So you understand the reason, because without that time he would be chayef, just as he's chayef for the zeikim of the sheir. Why shouldn't he be chayef for the zeikim of an evet? It's kavanosil hazik. So the answer is yilach yadlik shenektan rabbi. It's impossible to watch it. But the Rambam mentions that ligabi ganef, that if an oven an evet steals, the Odin is not chayv tashlumin. So I look. What does Rambam say? Perkalov mechazneve. Halacha says, however, shegonav potar min hakefer ubol of turin shenodem chayv al niski avodov af al pi sheim omeinei mipni sheyesh bem das vin yochel lishemon. That's a good time, ligabe. Not ligabe gneve. Shim yachisenu rabbe. Yelech v'yadli godish belevdina v'chayitzi bei mishon mizok. So everybody has a cash. So Reb Chaim mentions it. In that piece, it's not in his kimomim, but it's in Zilev Aveide. It's under Ravet. You know, usually Reb Chaim is under Rambam. But this is one Reb Chaim that is under Ravet, not under Rambam. Then he mentions this Rambam. You see, the Ravet says in Zilev Aveide that there is a difference between Avodim and Karkois, even though Avodim is Ukshay Karkois. So, and the Aloha is, the Rambam is in Zilev Aveide. Perktes miyuchazir avi aloha alef hagezel karka mechavere veyipsido gen shechofa bo beirei sichen umayres oi shekotza seseilonis shechai sesamayonis vihora sabinyen chayev lhamid leibayis isode kishohoyu bishesakzele oi yishalim bnei mashifzit because of mazik, not because of gazel. Suppose he guzzled a sode and then something happened to it. So then there couldn't be a chiyuv misad mazik. Ken she shot for nor or nisri for beish she yodum na shamayim im le arish loch lefanecho. Olof. Eloi mi hifsi biyodei mashin kin adin kim im taltlin kmoi she be'am. And the Rambam doesn't even discuss here Avodim. He discusses Avodim, not Alochas. He says Avodim hukshu likarkois. He discusses here Kark. Gottel Sode wie der Zinischne, der Zinischne in Bovakam, Gottel Sode wie Schottfino, mach leikes between Rebleser und der Chachon, Rebleser holds Karka nicht selbst, so he has to pay. And Chachon say, in Karka nicht selbst, so he doesn't have to pay, and of course, the Aloch is like the Chachon. He doesn't discuss about it, but then there is a long ride. אמר אברהם, אמסו, אלו שלא יביא אותי, שהעבוס העבוד מסטרנג, המנפלד רמבן דוזנט מנשני אבאות עבודים, שהרי עושו העבודים ככר כויס לינזיל, שהרי הסכיני אימא לי הרי שלוח לחלך, that's in פרק ג', this is in פרק ד', over there the rivet was not מסיק on the רמבן, and here is מסיק, so he says, because the רמבן פרק ג', פסקנט, that Gozla vodim viskino, so imale arish of nech. Gozla behemo viskino, so he has to pay. Because he's kine bishino. He gazled a young behemo. And then the time when he wants to return it, it's an old behemo. So there's a shino. So he's kine the behemo. Bishino. But he has to pay the value of a young behemo, which is much more than an old behemo. So, shai gozl. But that's by behemoth. But Gozla Avodim Viskinu, since Kakakin Nixeles, and Avodim Izukshu Kakois Nixeles, same like Aresh Lachvana.
He doesn't have to pay. He doesn't have to pay
back. He just returns the Evet.
Whatever condition he's in.
Whatever condition is. Shayos Avodim Kakakois Lingzele, Shayiskinu Emele Aresh Lachvanecha, Milhan Mile Ling Kushu, Afro Gavdu Hatrix, Zele, Mibane Ise. ואם לאריש האופן איכו, אבל מכל מוקים נגזול מהם, וניקנס ביוש, תכסיב היש ממנו שווי, ואמרין לו אוהבת שנשבו פדול, שמחיר נח היוש להשתבית, לא לרישים וללישני, על מלאף ככר כדומה, דהו קונן אפשי ביוש, הלכך שמי סעבד ונשרף, משלם מסדומוף, שערי משמי סין שלוי בלפונוף, וכשמי סלגז למייס. So he says the Raivet makes a distinction, even though the Avodim is Ushul Kakois, and that's Gemara Meforeshes. Goes La Avodim, Tzimishnem Foshes, Goes La Avodim Viskino, Ima Le Arei Shaloch, Lifonecho. But there's a basic distinction between Kakois and Avodim, even though Hukshah Avodim Kakois, but there's still a distinction. By Kakois, so not only Gozla Avodim ve Nishchaso. Nishchaso means there was a shino in the sode. It's not as good, it's not as fertile, but so is Imra Ashalecha. Gozla Sode Vishotfino, suppose there was such a flood that he destroyed the whole sode. An unusual flood. So it doesn't exist. It was all converted into water. And the water is not in its place, it's in the north, so it doesn't exist. So it's also in Malarashal now. In regard to Avodim, Gozl Eved Vameis. Then it's like Gozl, there's the counterpart of Gozl Sode Shefano. Gozl Sode Vinifsido, that would be the counterpart of Gozl Avodim Viskin. So he says, so the Ravid says, in regard to Avodim, it's like this. In regard to Kakoi, so not only Gozl Sode Vinipsido, where it's still behind the Sode, but in an inferior condition, is in Arashon Lecho. Even Gozl Sode Vishotvino is in Arashon Lecho, because Kako is in Israel. Avodim depends. If it's Gozl Avodim Viskinu, which is the counterpart of Gozl Sode Vinishriso Vinipsido, so then it's like Kakoyes is in Arashon Lecho. But Gozl Sode Vishotvino, Gozl Eved Vameis, so then he has to pay. Kishas Akzeira. So you ask, but Avodim Hushul Kakois, so the Ravid mentions a Rai. Avodim Zukshul Kakois, but not in regard to everything. Gozul Karke, Vinishai Shabali. So Karke in Nixales and Yush is not male. But the Gemore in Gitn in the Sugye Nashaleach of Evet Chenishbo, Poderish and Bechirin, Arimachirim, Shemevet. Is Ari's Eved, so there the Gemara says that by Eved Yush is effective. But Avodim Hushel Kakois. It's apparently Avodim Hushel Kakois, but not completely. So only Ligabi Shinu, the Chinu is Kenes, Avodim Hushel Kakois. But Ligabi Yush, so by Karki Yush is not effective, and by Avodim Yush is effective. So maybe the same thing is true of Gozl Eved V'meis. Gozl Eved V'hiski name La'ashal V'necho, but Gozl Eved V'meis he has to pay. So you'll say, but Kakoyes even Shotvino is Potter, but Kakoyes and Avorim are not the same. You see, there is the Gabi Yush, there is a difference. So here, the Gabi Gozl Avorim V'meis, so there is also a difference. So that's what he says. So the question is, what's the pshat in the Ravid? So Reb Chaim gives pshat in the Ravid. In the Ravid. Not in the Rambam, in the Ravid. He says that there are two mechayvim for Gzele. One mechayv for Gzele is the kinyon Gzele. After all, a gazlan has kinyon in the Davar HaGozel. If it's not kinyon shegozel, so then he's kinyon the Davar HaGozel again. He doesn't have to return the bear. He just has to pay tashlum. So he's king. But why? Because Shinu is king. Veishim zakzila asher gozal im kin shegozal yarzer v'im lav don boi lishlum. That is the parashim vayikro. Veishim zakzila asher gozal. That's the parashim vayikro. So that is, so why is he gazlan mechuyev to pay? Because of Kinyan Gzeira. Because of Kinyan Gzeira. Now, because we say, Kinyan Gzeira! Because the Gazlan has Kinyonim in the Vagoslan. You'll say he only has Kinyonim if there is a Shino. But if there is no Shino, he has to return the bear? No. But if there is a Shino, then he's Kinyan in the Vagoslan Gamre. But if there is no Shino, so then, partial Kinyonim. For example, there is a loche that if somebody guzzles a bein, a donkey, the chameh, and then he rides on the chameh for 5 years, and then he returns it. So the nignev cannot say to him, you rode on, you used it for 5 years, do you know how much I would get? If I rented out my chameh for 5 years, I would get $5,000, at least $10,000. So why don't you pay me $10,000 to Tashmishi, to the Aloha Yisigimor and Agezel. He doesn't have to pay. If somebody guzzles his sode and he lives in the sode, or he guzzles a bais, and he lives in the bais for 5 years, so then we say Karka in Nixares, but he has to pay rent for 5 years. So if the rent in the building, in the house for 5 years is $50,000, he has to pay him $50,000. But Gozl Chameya V'Rochafolo for 5 years, even though the rent for Chameya, for the Tashmish of the Chameya for 5 years is $50,000, he doesn't have to pay any penny. Why not? Because Kark has in Nixelis, so he has no key on Nixel. So merely the Tashmishim are not his. So he has to pay.
Pay to the bylaw.
To the bylaw. But But so it's nixel. So the, even though there was no shino in the chameya, the chameya was not his skin. He's just as healthy as at the time when he guzzled it. But he had kiyon ligabi tashmishim even without shino. He has kinyonim. And there are many other halachas where he gazlan without shino has kinyonim. But if there is shino, so then he's kinyat ligamre. But if there is no shino, so then he's not kinyat ligamre, but ktsas kinyon he has. And the rai, and even the kinyon of shino, so it's not the shino by itself is kinyon. It's through the kinyan zeile, because when somebody gazels, he makes mishiche, he makes a boy, so he does a kinyan, so he's kinyan. And the guy is from the Gemara and Tmure. The Gemara and Tmure in the machleket between Rov and Abaye, where the Kol Milsa and Marachmona with Savit, Yovid Mehane, Yovid Loi Mehane. Rov says Yovid is Loi Mehane, because the Torah says by Tmure, the Achlefeno Yomere, he say, the royal hoot morosi yekeder, so it's exerts a kosuf by tmure, but otherwise, whenever the Torah forbids something, so it's not effective. And the Abaye says, we learn out from tmure that even if something is osir, he's still kenet. So the Gemara is the kashe against Rav. How can Rav say, kol milsa marachmona li savit? Yovid limahane, but we say, if he gazels a chayfes and there is a shinu, so he's kenet. How can shinu be kenet? Yovid limahane, so the Gemara gives the terrace in Tmure, but all of that, hey, here's a special zeros hakos. Veishis avdila shakozal, im kin shakozal, yarzem, lavdom mishlam. So the question is, what kind of a kashi is it? Here, but the commission of Rachmon el Isavit, so the Torah says that there is a love, that there shouldn't be a shino in the chayfetz. The love is a shino gazel. But then there was a shino in the chayfetz. He, let's say, he gazled the behemah, and then the behemah became old, so he was either a love deraise of Lysizl by virtue of the fact that the behemah became old. The behemah became old by itself. So how does the Gemara ask a kasha against Rav? The answer is every gazlan does a kinyan. Does a kinyan, that's what Rav Chaim says. Does a kinyan. So when does he do the kinyan at the time of the Maisik Zele? So mele and gazlan has kinyan, and even without kinyan has kinyan. But without kinyan, it's not a complete kinyan. It's only gabi certain things, like gabi tashmishin, like gabi other things. So, but if it's not kinyan gazlan, then it's kinyan ligamre. But according to Rav, that Kol Milsa Marachmona Lisavit, Yovid Lemahane, how can he be Kene for the Maisekinyan, which was Issa? So, in other words, so the din of Kinyan is based upon the Kinyan Zele. I mean, the din of Shino Kene is based upon the Kinyan Zele. And without Shino, he also has Kinyan Zele, but not full Kinyan. If there is a shino, so then he has full kinyan. But then there is a nechayev for the maisik zeile, without kinyan zeile. Maisik zeile. So mele, that's the sheet of the raivet. We say avodim hukshuli karkois. But what do you mean avodim hukshuli karkois? After all, karke and mixeles, so Tesis says in Bometzia and Zonesha, because it's Efshem Zuzam Kay. When you gazle is sode, so you gazle. What does gazle mean? When I gazle is safe, I gazle is safe, I take it away, she's buying. I gazle is sode. What do you mean I gazle is sode? What does he do? He picks up the sode and he takes it away from she's buying. It means he expels the owner and it doesn't let him come in and he appropriates it, he uses it. That's my system. That just preventing the owner from exercising ownership. There is no Maisek Zeile. No Maisek Zeile. So the question is, how does Rav Lezer say, Gozl Sode Vishot Fenor is Mishal? Kishas HaGzeile. Chachomim say, Karka Nigzales. Why Karka Nigzales? Because they learn out the Klal and Prat of Klal. In the Parashim Vayikra, the parsha of where Vihishi is like Zilash Agoz always mentioned. But Rabbeinu doesn't learn out Klal Patachal. He learns out Miut Vibur Miut Daf Kufrit Ches in Bovakam. But the question is, without the Gzeres HaKosef, how can it be Chayef? How can it be Chayef? There is no Maisa Gzele. As states says in Zenesh, Kaken Gzeles, because the Efshal Zizam came. The answer is, he's Chayef because of King Gzele. According to Rabbanon, they learn out Klal Pato Klal. So the Gzeres HaKosef is that Kaken is moved of King Gzele. But according to Rabbi Lezer, he doesn't learn how to call it part of Klal. So there is no Gzeres HaKosef, the character is Mufkif Tzimzele. So Mele, his king, is old Keshenim say, Gozl Sode, what did he do? He gazled his Sode. How did he, so what did he do? He made the king Chazoki in the Sode. Because Chazoki is Kene by Kark. It doesn't mean Gozl Sode, he just told the owner with the gun in his hand, get out. And then he shot Fenor. He didn't even make before he made the king Chazok and the Sode. So he's Mechuyev to Mishan. No, Gozl Sode, he made the king Chazok, so he was Kenet. So because Rav Lezer holds the Karka is Nigzele, so really it's not Mufkev Nigzele. He makes the king Chazok, the Rakzele, so he's Kenet. He's not allowed to do it, but he's Kenet. He's Kenet. So Mele. So Mele and then shot Finor, so then he has to pay. But Chacham said there is it's a cause of Klal Pato Klal, that Kark is Mufke of the king's day. So Mele he doesn't have to pay. Avodim is actually Karkoyes in regard to the din of Karkoyes. When it says there's a cause of Klal Pato Klal, that Kark is Mufke of the king's day, so Avodim are also Mufke. But then, by Karke, even though it's Mufkovich games there, but in my Zele Shayach in Avon, he just takes the Evet, he gathers him, he brings him in his Rishus. So there is a Maisik Zele. So the Rabbi says, if the Evet died, so then he has to pay. Kishasak Zele. Not on the basis of King Zele. Because on the basis of King Zele, so Avodim Hukshli Kakois, and there is a cause of that Karke is moved of the king Zele. But there is another Mechayev, Maisik Zele. Maisik Zele. But Maisik Zele is only Shayach to pay if the thing is not being altogether. Because Avodim Omeisu.
If you knew it.
He died of it. But because Avodim Beiskinu, so the Evet is being alright, he's not in good condition, he's not in the best of health, he's sick, he's old, he's crippled, he can do any work, but he's being, he's an Evet, he's living. So then, Himalay Arishloch Lefanech. If not for the Gzeres HaKosuv, that Kark is Mufkikin Gzele and Aloche of Avodim Hukshri Karkoi, so then he couldn't. So then he couldn't see Arish Lof Necho. But there's a Gzeres HaKosef. Masha'in ki meis, then without recourse to the Mechayev of King Zele. But Mais Exele. So then the question is, the Chiyuv that is based upon King Zele, that's the Parashah in Vayikra. That's the Parashah in Vayikra. In Vayikra. The klal uprato klal. I mean, the king is the rishas lasha gozal and so on. Rishas gozal yarzav. Natosh des bris pakin zele. Where is the? What is the mechayev ma'isik zele? So Reb Chaim mentions this Rambam. This Rambam in Iskimomein. The Rambam mentions the Mishnah Yodayim ligabi gneil. The Mishnah Yodayim mentions that ligabi mazik. If an eved is mazik, so the odin is potter. Because it's not shaykh to say Shmiros on Alecho, because he cannot exercise Shmira. He, on the contrary, sometimes if you exercise Shmira, so it becomes spiteful. And it'll be counterproductive. He'll do more damage. But what shaykh has to do that have to gneve to gzele? Without recourse to the time. Yeah. I mean, and Evet steals, so the Oden should be Mechuyev, and Evet guzzles, and Oden Mechuyev. So Reb Chaim said, because Reb Chiya mentions Ganef and Gazlan among the Chodalad Ovis Nizikin, so he Ganef and the Gazlan, besides the Chiyuv of Ganef and Gazlan that is based upon the King, Neben, the King's Dele, is a Mazik also. Is a Mazik also. So Mele, that's why he's Chayev. If as a Mazik, so the Mechayev should be the fact that he didn't watch. So that's why the Rambam has to resort. That's what Reb Chaim says in the piece. Anyway, so...
Does Mazik mean? Would we quote Mike's example with the Mazik? I mean, the Mazik...
That's right, the Mazik.
No, I was saying, because why? Because of the Mike's example?
Because Mike's example.
That's
Mazik.
The reason why.
Not because of the King's example. Mazik has nothing to do with King's example.
Sort of.
Because of the Mike's example. So he's mechuyev misad mazik. Then, and Reb Chaim explains the Raivetz Rai. The Raivetz mentions the Rai. You will see that even though Kahavod Mukshel Kakois, but Yush is affected by
Kakois.
Is affected by Avodim, but Kakois not. So Mimele, because Avodim Mimele, so. Also is chayev, even though Gozlo Avodim Viskinu, the Gemara says, Zimel HaRashov Nach. What's the pshat? The pshat is very simple. Yush, you see, Shinu is based upon the kings there. Vorayet, the Gemara, Yitmure, Esrikashe against Rove. He called me to the Merachman, and he said, Viti, Ovet, and anyway, Shinu came. What kind of a kashe is it? Shinu is Mimele. Gozlo Avodim, I mean Gozlo Behemo Viskino, so what kind of a Nisa did he do in the fact that the Behemo became old, became sick? The answer is, Shinu is not a king of Bifniatsame. It's based upon the king's there. The king, if it's not King Shigozal, so he's King of Ligama. And if it is King Shigozal, he's also king, but not Ligama. Samamela, that's Isa. So it's grounded, the king's there. It's grounded in the Isa of the Sigzel. So Kobus Machmon is Savit of the Mane. Why is it Cain? So the Mosa is special. Is there a Sakos? Special Sakos. Mashiach King Yush is not based upon king's there. Because where is Yush mentioned? Yush is not even mentioned by the Torah in regard to there. Yush is mentioned in the Torah in regard to Avede. So there is no aloha that Yush is kene by Gzele. Yush is kene by Dover Ovut. Dover Ovut. Gzele is also a mitzias of Ovut. So let's say if I walk in the street, there is a hole in the pocket and something falls out, so it's Ovut. And if somebody guzzles my chrifes, it's also Ovut. What difference do it make how it's Ovut? Whether it's Ovut by falling down through a hole in the pocket, or it's over because somebody took it away from me. So, Gzele is a mitzias of Ovot. So, Mele, just as Yush is affected by Aveide, by Ovot, so, but Gzele is also, but not mitzad Gzele. Mitzad Ovot. Mashein came, Yush, that's based, the king, Yush is based upon the king's there. King's Ele, so Avodim Hukshul Kakoyes, so just as Karkis, Mufke of King's Ele, Mitzad Gezerz Hakosu, Kol Patuchlal, so Avodim are also Mufke, Mitzad the same Gezerz Hakosu, Kol Patuchlal. Yotz Avodim Hukshul Kakoyes, there is no King's Ele, but as far as my Zedel is concerned, so Ligabe Avodim, we don't need Gezerz Hakosu, because in Tzias there is no my Zedel. Bimtzias, Itziyaf Shalom Zuzon Kemo, but by avodim Bimtzias there is a Maisik there. So maybe it's Ovod. If it's Ovod, so maybe Yush is Kemo, Yush is Kemo. What is the Mechayev of Maisik Zele? So Reb Chaim mentions the Raya from the Rambam. In Hilchas Neve, because the Rambam says in Perkal Mechiz Neve, Allah Hates, however, she gone off Potter and Hakefel, a ball of Turin, Shemam Chayev, Al Niski Abodov, Afro Pishim Amenim, Kushiyesh Ben Das, wenn Jochel Shomron, Shin Yachusenu Rabbe Hilich, Vyadgi, Vyadlik, Godish, Belevdina, Vachayesi, Bezem, Mishon, Zokin, Mishon, Zokin, Zokin. So, why? But this Mishnah Dain is referenced to Mazik. So the answer is, the three mentions Ganethan from Islam among the Chodal and Zom. So it's not just the name. It's not just the name. It's a Din Mazik. The Din Mazik is based upon the Mazik. So sometimes one has a Din Mazik because he takes an axe and he breaks the table, and he has a Din Mazik if he takes away the table. He also has a Din Mazik. So this is the Pshat and Tesis. This is the Pshat and Tesis, I think. Tesis says, V'ramratam Pirish, the shame Odom Ksiv B'Parsha. The question is, Rashi says, why do you say that say the Asher, Rabbeh, Ramal, Vahever? After all, when the Gemara mentions the comparison, the contrast between, so Beir is not mentioned immediately after Asher. In the Torah mentions. So here he mentions Asher and Beir and then Ave. So Tam says no, it's according to the Seder and Mishpatim. But in Mishpatim the Torah doesn't even mention the Chiyuv of Mazik. Where does the Torah mention the Chiyuv of Mazik? In the Meir, not Mishpatim. Tam says he does mention the Chiyuv of Mazik. Not the Mazik of Mave, which consists Mamesh in taking an axe and breaking a table, but another type of Mazik table. Somebody who steals a
It's
Mishpatim. The shame Odom Ksili Parsha Kedem, Ki Yignev Isheya, for Echod Novis Nizik in the Kitano Rebaisi in the Parsha. Lo Yara Asheya Ki Arayah Mave. Perush, I already discussed the thesis. Kulosi Shal Sheya Ki Kulosi Shal Mave. Ki Nforesh Li Kamen Gimor Leman Doma Toni Sheya Li Karnei Umave Li Shinei. The question is, when the Mishnah mentions Sheya, so according to Rav, that Mave has reference to Odom, some Mele, Nachen, so Shea has reference to Shea. But there are three of us in Shea, Keren, Shen, Verek. But according to Shmuel, who says that Mave is descriptive of Shen, so he couldn't say that Shea has reference to all the three of us of Shea, because Mave is one of the three of us, and that's mentioned separately. So obviously, Shea does not have reference to all the three of us in Shea. So what does it have reference to? It has reference to Regan. And where is Karen mentioned? So Karen is Nisrabe, from she's a Chavamaz. He's a Chavamaz. Umadol Ishim Ishim Mor. He forced the Kamig Mor Mando, Matoni Shirley Karne. Umavishini Mishmushia Kavnos Lahazik, Umavin Kavnos Lahazik, Ufikhochikos of Rahmanesheya Los Mavmine, Shukalmine, Vain Pirushiki Shomikimish Talmud, Loyalize. Because sometimes in Gemara, when the Gemara says Loyalize, Kirize, in connection with Alfusis, so then it means Loyalize, Kirize, that the Chumre of this is not like the Chumrah of that. For example, is there a Gemara Sanhedrin here? No? Okay. The Gemara says as follows. How do we know that if somebody is Mikal Lechem Yisrael, he's Chayav Malkus? The Torah says, V'nosi b'amchol Yisrael, nosi b'zimel, Melech or the Sanhedrin, the Nos of Sanhedrin. Then there's another law, Likim Lizikara, so Likim is both Kiddush and Tchil. In the sense of Kiddush, so there's the Azore for Giduf Hashem, but in the sense of Tchil, it's a special law to be Nikarali Dayan, Isom. But Echad Yisrael, where do we end? So the Gemara says as follows. The Likim Lizikara, Azor Minayim. So the Gemara says, in the loy dayim the loy nosi. Suppose somebody is Mikal Echad Mi Yisrael who is neither a dayim, he doesn't come within the love of a Likim Lisikala, and nor in us doesn't come within the love of Nosi Bamchol Yisrael. So, how do we know there is high malchus? So, hayato don be an av mishneim. Loi rei nosi kiri dayim ve loi rei dayim kiri nosi. Loi rei dayim kiri nosi shari dayim ato mitzuv ale rosi. So, what does it mean? Loi rei nosi kiri dayim. The kule of nosi is not like the kule of dayan. No, it means the chumre of nosi is not like the chumre of dayan, because nosi has the chumre shayat mitzuve al amrose kiri dayan shiyat mitzuve al amrose. In other words, if mire b'malchus is chayv mise, but by dayan there is no special isa not to disobey dayan. Hey, melech, there is a special isa. Mosi alecho, we have to listen to him. But the dayan, we have to comply with the psokim din haTorah, but not to listen to his own directives. So here the Gemara says as follows: Loy ri dain kiri nosi. So here, the loy rize kirize means the chumre of dayin is not like the chumre of nos, because the chumre of dayin consists in the fact ato mitzuv ale rose. Nosi, you're not mechuyev to listen to his psokim in the Torah by the Malach. The Malach, you're mechuyev to obey his directives. So suppose the Malach paskens you the dinisol, so somebody can be chilek on the Malach in his psak. That's not his a field of authority. One second, please don't interrupt me.
I want to say something.
Please, no, you can't say anything now. Right. Don't interrupt me, please.
All right.
So then, but the chumra of Nosi is, that we are mechuyev alam rose. And the chumra of Dayan is, we are mechuyev lishmei alehi rose. So here the Gemara uses the expression. Loi ri dain kirinosi shari dain at mitzuve ale rose. Kirinosi shi at mitzuve ale rose. Velo ri nosi kiri dain shanosi at mitzuve alam rose. Kiri dain shi at mitzuve alam rose. So here it means, loi ri means the chumre. This is what Teisa says. Vein pirushi kishom kimish be Talmud. Loy rize. Dosom pirushi in chumre shel ze ke chumre shel ze. Ulkach in achumre zgeren ze adin asov shebein shgeren. So what is the asov shebein? Shem be amcho. Mei se aysim amcho. Ve ata muzer al kolose. Of course, so every Yisrael who is aysim aysim amcho, ata mitzuve al kolose. Vishino kana Talmud pirushi in shom kimish. משום דהיסקי רחומו Tchilo b'loy zev zeh sheyesh berachayim. V'loy zev zeh sheyesh berachayim k'areish shein berachayim. Gabi shir umav elu tzich lefarish achumre koche mishum dechad mechad kalim tzichim abeachod mashim lechaveri. V'od litono oche lo yareish k'are yasheyah ומוות גטון לילה המוות כאשר משום שלא יוכל למצוא חומרו ומשאים בשניהם דין משום דקח אחם ורבי דצלת החומרה דציקולה דציריזן אסטווייש בפוטה because he is not the sole cause of the damage it's a כך אחם ורבי ואין לך דייתי כמו שאיר אין זה חומרה נלחושב להיגבחים הבאיש מבשאיר So in other words, Tisva says, and I think many Rishonim say the same thing, and it's nistaber like that, that the Kechacham Rabbe is a kule. It's a possible reason on account of which one should be potter. The fact that Teish, there is another cooperating agent, the Ruach, the wind, helps the fire to spread. That is not a reason as to why the one who made the age should be in Mechuyev. It's a reason for Ptur. But the Torah doesn't recognize that as a kule. But on the contrary, that could be considered as an extenuating circumstance. And after all, he is not the sole cause of the damage. There is another factor, a law of nature that helped spread us. So he says, "Is a chumra milchosh likabechina beish mibisheya? V'od amrin likamon garavon isakni maish neish dikiachacham urabei v'inech litaitei horekoma maish neish afal pishakiachacham urabei rol Yisrael b'mishum shomein chosh morosa and the contrary, the Gemara says, in spite of the fact kiachacham urabei, but kiachacham urabei is a lenient factor, not a strict factor, it's a reason on account of which one could argue it should be potter, but the Torah doesn't recognize that lenient circumstance. דים כן אבו עושה איש מיני, דיכול עושה מבייר וחד מהנוך, כי דאמרינו לגמורה, ואתה נהריך להנפל תאו וידה, וקצוס קושי. דים משמע דין שמון נדין, היא עד מישנה, he's explaining, לא יעשה את המאבי, ותור את ותנשאיר, I couldn't learn how it מאבי. Why? Because the coolest of שאיר are not as strong as the coolest of מאבי. That means the שאיר is is more homo than mave. So if the Torah had written the Sheir is Chayev, I would say, you know why Sheir is Chayev? Because Sheir doesn't possess such strong and effective and significant kules, lenient circumstances, extenuating circumstances, mave does. But suppose that the kules of Sheir wouldn't be stronger than the kules of Mave, then if the Torah had written Sheir, we could learn out Mave. But maybe in ancient Nadin, the answer is in ancient Nadin, an Enesh of Guf, of Mise, of Malkus, but more may not. That's how it's mashed. וקצוס קשה למש ונשמו מן הדין ובמחיל תינתן יקי יפתח וחייך אם רפסיך החייר להקריא אלי קולשן למטרו שני שמו מן הדין so there is a stira between our Mishnah that he says our Mishnah implies לא יערה אשר קרה המווה so we couldn't learn out מה the חיוב of בר המווה from the חיוב בר השאיר because the חיוב I could argue the chair is more homo, but suppose I couldn't say the chair is more homo, then we could learn out, but like Einish of Guf, of Miser Malkus, we say Einish Minadin, maybe an Einish of Momen also, so it's a raya, no? Only an Einish of Guf, of Miser Malkus, is Einish Minadin, but an Einish of Momen is Einish Minadin. But from Mechilta Yitzmashma to the contrary, Ki Yiftach V'chiyiche, Ki Yiftach means if he digs a bear, that's morally a terrible thing than just uncovering a bear that was dug already. It's more terrible to dig a bear. Suppose a bear was dug, but it was covered, and then somebody uncovered it, it's also a terrible thing, but not as terrible as digging a bear. So why does the Torah have to say, Kiyiftach means he uncovers it. There is a bear, but it has a cover. Let's say, like, somebody will pick up
the lid.
One sec, please. Somebody will pick up the cover on the sewers, you know, in the street. So the sewer is there, but it was covered. That's Kiyiftach. He opens it up. Yichrem Kriyichem means digging. Making Yisua. So, im lapsicha chayav la kriya le koshin. So why do Torah have to say it? Kriya, once it mentioned, ki yiftach is chayav, which is a lesser thing than yichre, digging a bear. So, alamet choshinei shimon minadin. So in other words, Tesa says that there seems to be a stira between the Mishnah and Mechilti. From the Mishnah it appears that Ein Shimon Min Adin, and from the Mechilti it appears Ein Shimon Min Adin. And you feel it aporo, dorosh lo itrosh achine, shal yiski psicha u kriya bo alei, u lo vikira hakira, shesilik my solution. So all the Mephoshim, they say, what Tesis means by that there is a machlekes between our Gemara, the Mishnah, and the Mechilti. Because the Mechilta learns out in Ishmael Mnadin from Ki Yiftach V'Chiyich. But our Gemara mentions another Drosha from Ki Yiftach V'Chiyich. So, Mele, there is no Gzeres HaKosof of an Ishmael Mnadin. So, according to our Gemara, according to our Mishnah. So, Ishmael Mnadin, there is no Gzeres. According to the Mechilta, so there is a special Gzeres HaKosof of Ki Yiftach V'Chiyich. The Rashbo, Anomet Beis, he has a different sheet. He said there is no machlekes between the Bala Mishnah, the Tanya of the Mishnah, the Tanya of the Mechilt. The Tanya, our Mishnah has reference to Sheir and Mave. Sheir and Mave, he says, so is Ein Shimon Min Adin. But the Mechilt has reference to Beir. Beir is a Shimon Min Adin. That's very strange. What's the difference? So, I mean, we're going to discuss it tomorrow, but briefly, I just want to point out there is one difference. You know, there is a Chiyuv Tashlumin. There is a Chiyuv Tashlumin for Mazik. Chiyuv Tashlumin, Odom Mazik, Sheir Shizik, Beir, Hever, all kinds of music. What is the machayev of mazik? What is the machayev? Shmira. The fact that the Baal HaMomen failed to exercise care over his mom. That's the Rosh Namish. Hasashov Sheben, Shedar Kon Lahazik Shmirosan Alech. Now, what is Shmirosan Alech? Where is Shmirosan Alech mentioned? So Shmirosan Alech is the machayev. The fact that the Baal HaMazik, where there is an Odom, is a Sheir, Beir, Eish, failed to exercise care, the proper care. Proper care. That's mentioned the Pasuk Lo Yishmeren, Mishpot. Vimshir Nagachu, it's mentioned several times. Vimshir Nagachu mitmil shilshim, vihuad bivolo veloish mireno, vehemi sisha ish asher isokar mozumus, veloish mireno. He won't watch it. The fact that the Baal Asher failed to exercise shmir. And the Ishbarami is mentioned in other Mazikim also. So the question is, the lack of Shmira, the failure to exercise Shmira, does it imply only momentic aloch, humanitary responsibility? If somebody owns a share and he doesn't watch over the share, so he's responsible. But not an Isa. Not an Isa. Or, although Yishmerenu implies an Isa also, it's a Maisaver. It's a Maisaver. Let's say we have a lack of Shmire. The failure to exercise Shmire is Mechayev, by Shom. So let's say, Shemachino Mishayev Abshie, Shemachsochal Mishayev Abin Aveide, Sheel Mishayev Abin Bonsin, Chayev Bonsin. So by Shomrim, in respect to Pshie, you can ask, but in respect to Shemachsocha, there is no Shaila. It doesn't involve in my Saver. Shemachsocha had a behemoth and then it was stolen. So he's in Chayev to pay. He's an Avarye. Why? He didn't exercise Shmira. It's not his fault. Ganovim came and stole. So he's an Avarye. He's a Chayte. He has to do tshuva. Who would say that if Shemachsocha had the Chayfet stolen or it got lost, so Bezin will tell him to pay, but he doesn't have to do the tshuva. He has to say Al-Chet for that. No. So by Shomrim, the fact that one didn't watch sufficiently, it makes him responsible. So it's only monetary Allah is responsible. But no Maisaver. How is it by Nizokim? By Nizokim, there is an Isa. There is an Isa to be Mazik. To be Mazik. And if somebody is Mazik, he has to do tshuva, he has to be Misvade. The Mechilta says it. Mechilte in Parsha Nosei Visvad Lachateusom says that every mazik has to be misvad. So a mazik is an avari. Not only a mazik biodarim and odom. If somebody has a bear and then somebody falls in the bear, so he also has to be misvad. He's an avari. And if somebody has a sheir and he doesn't watch over the sheir, so besides the chiyuv tashlumim, he's an avari. It's Ma'is Aveir. Where is the Ma'is Aveir of Mazik? But by Shomrim, there is no Ma'is Aveir. It's only a moment in Kalach. By Mazik, so if somebody doesn't watch, he's a Chayti too. But is there a connection between the two? Or is two separate things? He's a Chayti. But the Chiyuv Tashlumim for Mazik is not based upon the Ma'is Aveir of Yishmerah. It's the same Chiyuv Tashlumi as a Shemachsochah is Chayev Abin Aveide. It's the Maisaveir of not watching. It's a responsibility. It's a monetary responsibility, not Maisaveir. So, by Avovis Nizikin is the same thing. Or, by Avovis Nizikin, so the Yishmiroson Olecho is the Maisaveir of the failure to exercise Shmir. Now, the question is, where is the Yisrael of Mazik? The Mechilta says, if somebody is Mazik, Mechilta says in Parsha Nosi, Ishu Isho, Kiyasim, Kochatis, Odom, Vizvadu, that Iganev, Igazlan, when they return, they have to be Misvadu. And the Mazik also has to be Misvadu. So, of course, that goes without saying that if a person is Mazik, even if he pays for the Hezek, but that he still has to do tshuva. So what did he do? He didn't watch the sheir. He made a bear. So it's a Ma'is Aveir. Where is the Isa? So Ganev, Gazlan, there is love. There is navel, there is zigzag. But by Mazik there is no love. So there is Niyene, the beginning of Ovis. Ay, 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 ay the beginning of Aves, Meishe Kibulteo Misinai. So Rabbi Yehuda says, Umoschol Yeshua, Bintio Shebichsav, Bintio Shebalpe, Shateo Bifirusho Nitno, Shimloi Kein Yefshal Meidaboy, Shari Kosuv Luisigzel, Vichol Nizikin Bichalese Alav. So if somebody is mazik, not only other mazik, even all the adaladovis nizikin, and nichol on the yisal flisigzl. In other words, even if he has a share, and he doesn't watch it, so it's nichol on the yisal, it doesn't mean he's the ikalav of flisigzl. He's the ikalav of flisigzl. It means that it's nichol. It's nichol on the lav of flisigzl. The ikalav of flisigzl is reference to maisik zile mamish. But it's nichol on lafusis. That's Rabbi Yehuda, but that's a big thing. From the Rambam, the Rambam Perikei Milchus Nisgimomen Aloch Aleph says, Behemo shoy soreye, uposo vinichniso bisodiso vikomen. Afro pisha dain lo yiziko maskin bi boleo sholish bom im lishoma behemte vilimona melireis yish rishushli balasode lishochto shchito kshiro veima li baleo beyu michu psar sholachem mipne shosa li odom lehazik o lishalim mashizik afil nikri ma nezikosa. Stram says if Ruvain has a behime and the behime won't be sirk, he goes into the fields of others and is mazik.
He's a moed.
No, it's talking about Shen. I mean regel. I mean that is not Karen. Shen the regel. So then the Baal HaKaren, into whose sode, let's say Shimon. So he sees that